Hygiene and Disease Prevention Radio is right here on Radio MD. Here's author, blogger, lecturer, and national medical media personality, Dr. Michael Smith, MD, with Healthy Talk.
Younger looking skin is really all about one type of protein called collagen. We got to make it and we got to protect it. One of the most visible signs of aging obviously occurs in the skin, and that is the wrinkles and stuff that we see. So the once firm, healthy collagen strands that give that your skin its tonicity and its structure, they become weak and they break down. The collagen protein degrades, and that leads to the wrinkling and the dryness and the looseness of the skin. Fortunately, nature has provided a few nutrients that when applied topically and some of them taken internally, you can make more collagen, and just as important to making collagen is protecting it. So let's talk a little bit about what's going on in your skin to collagen. Collagen is the main protein in your body. It is a connective tissue type protein. It is in your joints, in your bones, and as I said, in your skin. And the underlying cause of aging skin is loss of collagen. So the science behind younger looking skin is going to be to reverse the loss of collagen. Okay, so there is some science here, and it really does all center around this protein. So we need to make it and we need to protect it. What causes collagen to break down in your skin? Well, number one, we have inflammation. When you get in too much sun without putting sun protection on, that causes skin inflammation. Certain chemicals, not just in the environment, but believe it or not, certain chemicals you put on your skin. I did a show with Suzanne Summer on Lifetime, the Lifetime Television Network, and during that segment, she had said that she discovered through her research most women put on 10 to 20 different types of harsh pro-inflammatory chemicals on their skin on their way, getting up in the morning, getting ready for work. I mean, that's amazing. That's a lot of stuff going on your skin that's causing inflammation. And your diet. Yeah. What junk we put in ends up coming out as junk on the skin. Saturated fats, refined sugars, processed food, even just eating too much. Excessive calories is associated with skin inflammation. So there's some causes of inflammation that degrade collagen. Another degrader of collagen is called oxidative stress. What is oxidative stress? This is always a hard one to define, but there are molecules and compounds in nature that are just really highly reactive. They bind to a bunch of things. They can bind to cells, to proteins, to fats. And when they do, they kind of destroy that protein, that fat, or that cell. And oxidative stress is a buildup of these highly reactive molecules called free radicals. Okay? So we know that too much sun exposure increases oxidative stress. Smoking increases oxidative stress. And a lot of air pollutants, water pollutants, all of these environmental toxins increase oxidative stress, and that also kills collagen. Not getting enough water for your skin on the outside and on the inside, simply drinking water. Especially when you look at our diet, we have a lot of salts and processed foods in our diet now. That's kind of lowering the water content of our bodies and our skin, and that can hurt collagen as well. The last one is this process called glycation. Okay, so again, let me back up. We're talking about collagen, right? We know that the loss of collagen is the key to unhealthy looking skin, and to make it and protect it is the key to younger looking skin. What destroys collagen? Inflammation, right? Oxidative stress, skin dehydration. And the fourth one is called glycation. Glycation is when sugars that we eat bind to proteins. And when sugars bind to protein, it can destroy that protein. But remember, collagen's a protein. So if you're eating a lot of sugar, a lot of carbs, right, those sugars and those carbs are going to, because all carbs eventually break down to sugar. Don't forget that. All carbs eventually break down to sugar, even the more healthier carbs. So if you're eating a lot of those, even healthy carbs, bad carbs, doesn't really matter. You're going to make a lot of sugar in your body. That sugar will bind to the collagen. It destroys the structure of the collagen. And now you have more wrinkles and loose skin. So those are the four main things that destroy collagen. So we want to make sure, if we want to protect collagen, we have to make sure that we're doing the things in our lifestyles that can minimize those. Protecting our skin, eating more fresh food, organic food, avoiding anything white, because if it's white, it usually has a lot of sugar in it, watching the salts, drinking plenty of water. There's some basic things you can do that will help your skin because you're protecting collagen by doing it. By avoiding those things that attack collagen, you can already start to improve how your skin looks. But we often just need more help than that, don't we? Right? As we get older, we need a little bit more help than just avoiding the sugars and drinking water and putting on sunscreen. And that's fine. And I have some solutions for you. And what I want to do is I want to focus on nutrients that can first help your body to make new collagen. And then I want to talk about nutrients that can protect collagen. So what are the nutrients that make collagen? Well, there's three main nutrients that the body uses to build collagen. Okay, the first one is actually a hormone, and it's a form of estrogen called estriol. Studies show that when you have estriol in a face cream and you apply it into your skin, it stays in your skin. It does not go into your bloodstream. So if you don't want to do hormones, you can still do an estriol cream for your face because estriol stays within the fat of the skin. It's not going to get into the bloodstream. So that's a plus. And estriol is the form of estrogen that helps to turn on the genes that make collagen. So estriol talks to your DNA to turn on more collagen production. Now, estriol needs some help. So as you're putting the estriol cream on, you also need vitamin C. Vitamin C is important because it helps the estriol turn on those genes. Now, it turns out it's not vitamin C in a pill. In this case, you need to do a vitamin C serum. So you wash your face. When your face is dry, you apply the vitamin C serum on first and then the estriol cream on next. And when you do that combination, you're getting the vitamin C activating the estriol. The estriol can now activate the genes that make collagen. Also, some new research is showing that vitamin A oil on your skin can also work in kind of a similar way to the estriol. It's going to turn on those genes, or at least help in turning on those genes to make collagen. So there you go. There's three nutrients, topical nutrients that help to rebuild collagen: estriol, vitamin C serum, and vitamin A oil. Now remember, collagen gets destroyed. So if you're going to do those three things that are helping your skin cells make more collagen, that's awesome. That's good, right? But now you got to protect it because it's prone to damage. So you want to make sure that you counter those mechanisms we talked about. You want to lower inflammation in your skin. You want to apply skin antioxidants. Maybe with a good antioxidant cream. You want to increase hydration in your skin, and you also want to prevent that glycation reaction from the sugars in your skin because that can destroy the collagen as well. So there are anti-glycation creams. There's antioxidant creams. There's anti-inflammatory creams that you can use to protect the new collagen that you're making because you're taking the estriol, the vitamin C, and the vitamin A oil. I want to talk about the skin dehydration here. Remember, when you don't have enough water in your skin, that can also cause a lot of damage to the collagen. The best skin hydrators are called ceramides. Ceramides are a type of fat that are natural in your skin, and as you get older, you lose them. And when that happens, more water is lost into the environment. So taking ceramides will help to replenish, and that's a pill. Helps to replenish that fatty layer under the skin so it keeps the moisture in the skin and you don't lose it to the environment. So estriol, vitamin C serum, vitamin A oil to make collagen, and then anti-inflammatory cream, antioxidant cream, anti-glycation cream, and then maybe even consider the ceramides to really hydrate your skin and keep that moisture in so collagen doesn't get damaged. There is a science to looking younger. Make collagen and protect it. That's what you want to do. This is Healthy Talk on Radio MD. I'm Dr. Mike. Stay well.